When does it end? When does it end? Welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40, where we elevate our mindset and trade hangovers for higher consciousness, one powerful snippet at a time. And today is Sanctuary Saturday, a segment of the snippets where we talk about that precious first year of sobriety. We actually focus more on the first year after the first couple of months, because the first couple of months are different when we're not stable and we're in what I call survival sobriety. But once you hit about the third month and beyond, then you're into that year. You're really digging in and you're living, right? And you're into it. And that's kind of where the change. This is the scale that I often talk about, where we go up a scale, or you could call it steps or phases in that first year. And honestly, the first couple of months, first 8 weeks approximately, we're not stable. We're just surviving sobriety. And that's when we need the support. But what after that, different things can happen to different people. But here's something I've found that's pretty darn common. But before I get started, by the way, hello, I'm Becca Jacobson. And if you're new in Snippet Land, my dear, welcome home. I'm so glad you finally made it. We've had the fireplace going for you and a seat warming, waiting for you to show up. You made it. You're just on time. You're at exactly the right time to be here. If you're a 40 plus woman struggling with alcohol, this is the place to be. This is where we do it. And as we head towards our 600th snippet, I could almost couldn't say that. There's a lot of resources behind us. So if you're new, or if you've been around for a while, I'll just remind you that going backwards in time, there are a lot of snippets waiting for your ear. So if you want 10 to 12 minutes of inspiration at any given time, you can always find a snippet that you haven't heard. Okay, and today we are talking about complacency. Although that's not quite the exact word I wanted, but it's pretty close. There's a sort of variation to complacency I want to talk about. But first of all, complacency, what is it? Well, we get almost too comfortable in our sobriety. Now, trust me, gals, I am not the type of person who tells you that if you've struggled with alcohol, you are always and forever stamped with a label for the rest of your life. I really honestly believe, no, I don't just believe, I know because I've experienced it, that we can get over it and move on with our lives and let it go. By let it go, I mean we don't drink. Look, if you struggle with alcohol, you can't drink. But you know what? Who cares? That's the beauty of it. You get to a point where you just couldn't care less. Alcohol is like absurd. You just think, why would I want to drink? But that takes a while. In the meantime, when we're getting there, we can go through phases. And complacency is the idea of, I'm good, I got this, but you don't. So that there's a difference between I'm over it and I think I'm over it. Yes, right? Okay, how is that for confusing? But seriously, in the first year, I don't think we really get there in the first year. And so if you're still in your first year of sobriety and you're like, I got this, I'm done, I'm over it, be careful. Be careful. That's what I'm saying. Have you been doing the work that we need to do to get there? Because to get to the point where I'm so over it, it's not even funny, isn't that you just waited and you eventually got over it. It's because you did the work. You got there because you did the work that we need to do to get there. And what is the work? The work is a beautiful process. The work is the wrong word for it, to be honest. It's a beautiful, joyous journey of emotional growth, getting to know yourself, finding out who am I, and creating the best chapter of your life, the healthiest, happiest, most peaceful, and also joyous. Peaceful, yes, but also enthusiastic and energetic. All of those things. This is what we want in this chapter of our lives. And we don't get there by just not drinking. So we do work, I guess you call it that. But personally, it's just a beautiful journey of growth. But we have to be doing that growth. So are you doing the growth? If you're doing that growth and you're moving forward and you can feel yourself evolving, in other words, elevating your consciousness, going up in consciousness, becoming more emotionally mature and stable and self-aware. That's a big one. Self-awareness is the biggest thing I think we grow into in that first year if we're growing. So if you're doing that, you're not likely to get caught by complacency. because it means you've likely got other people in your life doing the growth with you, going through this process. And complacency can't really sneak up on you when you're really actively growing like that. But it's really, really easy to go, you know, 3 months, 4 months, and then just sort of start fizzling out and life gets in the way and things start happening. And we can end up back into a phase of the danger zone, to be honest, where we feel like enough of that. I'm good. Life is happening. I'm all good. I got it. Alcohol's not an issue. It will sneak back and smack you in the face. Suddenly, the thought will come, you know what? That wasn't that bad. I can have one drink. I could even have a couple. I'm good, right? And then I won't drink tomorrow and it's not a problem. And guess what? You might even be able to do that once, maybe even twice, maybe even three times. But guess what? That is the thin edge of the wedge. That is where we end up back where we started. When we do that and we're still in relative early sobriety, and we haven't been doing our self-care and our growth and looking after ourselves properly, thoughts like that will take us down. They really will. This is a very dangerous place to be. Now, having said that, reminder, gals, we can get there to where it's like it's not a problem. But here's the thing. If you've done the growth in the first year, you never stop growing. So our goal isn't to get to where I don't have to look after my emotional growth. I don't have to worry about self-awareness anymore. I'm just done. I'm good. I'm just living now. I mean, who the hell wants to do that? That's not what we're here for. We're not here to just hang around and let life happen. Our goal is to grow until they plant us at the end, right? Till we're planted at the end. Why? To find out what's possible in this life. What is possible in this life? How adventurous are you? Are you spiritually adventurous, emotionally adventurous? I'm talking about an adventure of self-discovery. Once you start learning how to do that, you don't ever want to stop. So the first year of sobriety is just sort of, right? But we don't get to the point where we're just loving it and because we're feeling so many results from it and feeling so much peace and growth and happiness, joy erupting inside even. To get there, you have to be willing to do the W-O-R-K in the beginning, first year, right? So there's a lot of little places along the way where we can get caught up. We think we're good or we're not. We get complacent because we figure all's well and we're not. So the question becomes, what type of journey are you on in this first year? Now, here's what happened. Recently, I put an offer out there in the world to support women through December, just a light little support group for December. Well, interestingly enough, I heard from more than one of the women who reached out to join that or inquire about it are previous clients. These are women who are not drinking. They've been with me before, but they're in this first year. And I was curious, so I asked them, I'm interested. Why did you reach out? You came with me through my original 8-week program. You're feeling great. You went off. Thank you. I'm good. And went off to continue your journey in whatever direction you were going. And you're back. And the question was, why? Tell me what's happening. And the answer was very similar from several women. And it was, I realized that I need support. I realized that I can fall back into that old routine, right? Whether they drank or not. I think a couple of them did. It's not about the alcohol, right? It's the idea of, I just realized that I'm alone on this journey and that feels awful, right? Now, this doesn't mean you have to be for the rest of your life in some sort of group support system, but the journey is so exciting and so beautiful that we want to share it. Humans are not, we are not islands. We're not meant to be alone. And so I thought it was really, really beautiful to hear from these women that they're like, I realize when I need to be around people who get me. That's really what it's about. I need to be around other women who get me. We have friends and loved ones in our lives, but if they don't struggle with alcohol and haven't been through a journey like this, they don't really get it. And that feels very lonely. So if you are in your first year, I mean, there's so many ifs, right? Did you originally start your sobriety with the proper support? Have you been on this journey of emotional growth? Or have you just been not drinking? That's a whole nother snippet. But in a nutshell, for today's Sanctuary Saturday, if you're starting to feel some complacency or loneliness on the journey, maybe it's time to get the support that you needed in the first place, or go back and continue the support that you've had in the past. In some way, my dear, try to avoid the loneliness of doing this alone. Try to avoid, you know, you may not be drinking, but how are you feeling? That's really the thing, right? I don't want you just not drinking. I want you feeling better and better week by week. It doesn't mean we don't have down times or difficult times or ups and downs. Life is life, right? But generally speaking, overall, we should be growing and feeling happier over time. And if you're not feeling that, but you're not drinking, something's missing in your journey. And I want for you to feel happier over time, more peaceful over time, more confident in yourself over time. That's what this journey of growth is about. And that's why I'm here, baby. That's why I'm here for you. That's what Snippet Land is all about. And today I want to make sure you're getting my guides. I have several guides. The most popular ones is a breathing guide for settling the nervous system. I have another one that's very popular, which is a journaling guide, why we journal, how to journal, prompts for journaling, and others. And all of them are available in one link. I put them all together in one link, not a bunch of different separate documents. And they're available right now today in the show notes. You can tap that link and we'll send you right over my guides. And you can start there, you know, learn how to breathe, learn how to journal. There's a cleansing guide and so on and et cetera. And on it goes. Some beautiful guides. And as I add more guides, you'll get them as well. So there's an opportunity to up your game this Sanctuary Saturday. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.